And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. I was had another one of those moments.
What, you forgot your name?
I forgot that I had to be a part of this.
Oh. Yes, you are expected to participate in your own podcast.
Well, because I had this thing where, like, earlier this week I was using this machine, to record a show for mm-hmm. somebody else, and usually that just involves me going just kind of staring at the machine while they making sure everything's good while they're doing their thing, and I just kind of was like, I'm working. I'm like, wait, no, I'm not. I'm entertaining.
Smart.
That's debatable. So I guess we could talk about a few things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There were some announcements made.
Some trailers,
some deals that were foisted onto us. So, there's only a few things I want to talk about, though, because there's some of the things I haven't seen yet. Like, I know mm-hmm. there's a new Titans trailer.
Oh, is there? Oh,
yeah, I think so, because it's, I follow the DC on YouTube, and they're like, it's coming, there's something coming. I'm like, okay.
Great.
Put it on my fucking Samsung.
Right?
You pieces of shit.
Yeah, seriously.
It'd be great if we had a streaming service, we just didn't have it anywhere. That's really convenient. Is that PS4 yet? I don't know.
I don't know. We would have to look it up.
I should actually bother to look that up. But, But nonetheless, it's kind of like, well, I don't really want to get it until I can actually enjoy it.
Right.
That's kind of how I've said, I'm sticking with the DC thing. Hopefully Disney Plus will not follow suit. They're not. I feel like Disney is not as stupid as DC is.
Well.
They could be, but. I feel as far as like, getting shit out there and doing it, full scale, they're going to be including Hulu with this whole package and stuff.
Yeah, it's a thing, and it's coming out in November, so.
Yeah.
I keep seeing this stuff where it's like, you can get it for $4.99 a month, but you have to be a member of the Disney something fan club, and I'm like,
I don't want to.
No, thank you. I'll pay $6.99.
You have to.
I don't want to join a thing.
You have to eat the flesh of Mickey Mouse, and be indoctrinated into his blood cult.
He's really bony. I'm like gamey and kind of tough.
Hello. Hey guys.
I mean, like, he's old, so.
I'm Mickey Mouse. My flesh isn't that tasty.
Yeah, I'm like eating a beef jerky. beefy.
Oh man, can't wait to go to Disneyland and get some mouse jerky.
Ew.
It's like, if you eat this, you get Disney Plus for $4.99. Oh man, what a deal.
It's not worth it.
But hopefully when that comes out, we will be able to snap that, because I want to watch The Simpsons, goddammit.
I know, that's all I want.
I want to watch it right away. I want to watch it now, and I want to watch it on my big TV
mm-hmm.
with no hassles.
No.
Don't fuck with me like DC's fucking with me.
Right.
So, meh.
Sorry, babe.
But that being said, there were announcements made. So first of all, there was... Well, I know there's the Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that.
Star Wars. Carl Weathers is in it, apparently, which is very exciting. Now you got a stew going.
Sure.
That's an Arrested Development joke.
Sure.
He's apparently in that show, which is about bounty hunters, and Werner Herzog's in it, too.
Yeah, that I saw.
And there's a... Monstars and bounty hunters and people shooting things and
all sorts of shit.
And that might be, I'm not a Star Wars guy, but I might watch that.
Mm-hmm.
I might be into it. Carl Weathers is kind of a selling point for me.
Mm.
But yeah, so with regards to stuff that was announced though for Disney Plus, as far as comic book stuff goes, what did they mention? So I guess I should probably look at it on the Instagram, because they announced a bunch of new shows that I don't know. And I'm not bothering to look up like the exact facts about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's probably, I think they're going to be existing. I don't know if they're going to be live action, if they're going to be cartoons. I mean, I know there are some.
Oh yeah, She-Hulk and Captain Marvel, yeah. Or no, Miss Marvel, and then Moon Knight. Those were the three.
Those are just the three?
I think it's just the three.
Okay, yeah, because Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
That's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. She's in the games, the Lego games.
Uh-huh.
And I like her in there.
I've read the first issue.
I've read some of the issues.
Which I enjoyed.
It's cute.
It's cute, yeah. It's great for, it's like a good, like, way for young kids to get into comics, I think.
Oh, totally. It's actually very, it's a very good bridge for that. And I think that's, I have a feeling that could be a big hit.
Sure.
And then, yeah, we have Moon Knight.
Yep, Moon Knight.
Moon Knight.
I'm assuming these are animated, but I honestly don't know.
No, Moon Knight,
I don't know. It's just a series, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
She-Hulk, which that's going to be cool.
Yeah, and then we got She-Hulk, which fucking men are mad, because apparently they didn't know that She-Hulk existed up until this point. I guess there's, like, some comments and people I've read. What,
people were unaware of She-Hulk?
Well, they're mad. It's like, oh, man, why is the Hulk got to be a girl now?
But they've had She-Hulk for a really long time.
Well, yes.
Since, like, the 70s.
She-Hulk's as old as us in terms of publication, in terms of existence. Her first issue was, like, 1980.
Yeah. She's almost 40 years old at this point.
That's right.
Oh.
But, yeah,
she's a lawyer.
She's a lawyer. She is very tall.
She's all sorts of things.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's going to be...
she's very green.
She's
been on this very show.
She's been on the show multiple times. Her book is very existential and breaks the fourth wall.
A lot, yeah.
And it's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah. I remember the one we read was fun because it had what's that guy's name in it who's just a sleaze, Star Fox.
Star Fox. Yeah, that was the...
And remember, she was like defending him.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was defending him and it kind of was sleazy.
It was really sleazy. Then her boyfriend was stupid and confused. Remember she had like a boyfriend and she had to like sneak out of the house or something to like go do something and he was like, duh. Like he didn't.
Was the super adaptoid?
No, this was like some guy, just a dude.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go back and listen.
Yeah, because I remember they were like at his house or at her house and he like wanted to talk to her or something, but she couldn't because she was it was like one of those now, numbers. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, she's had, I've enjoyed reading, the She-Hulk's on the show and, she's always a lot of fun. So mm-hmm. Hopefully the Marvel comics, the Marvel Studios, iteration of her, will be fun.
Yeah.
And maybe I feel like it's going to be. That you could do that live action, I feel.
Maybe. I mean, like I said, I didn't look. All I saw was the little announcements on Instagram.
Well,
I didn't do any digging.
Well, I know for certain that like shows like WandaVision and the Captain America and the
Falcon,
which there was somebody they mentioned on, I was listening to NES Punk Pat, and he was talking about that, and he was talking about somebody that's going to be a guest, like that's going to be in that show. Somebody else, like, oh, that's kind of cool because that means that they can kind of bring in like other characters or something. I don't know, but those could be live action,
right? And the Hawkeye show is supposed to be live action,
Hawkeye. But I know What If.
Can we also talk about? Can we talk about what's wrong with Jeremy Renner?
I don't know what's wrong with him.
That he's like launched like a lifestyle website.
Well, he is an actor.
Did you know that? Like, kind of like a Goop.
Oh, is it called Poop?
I probably.
Poop?
I don't know. And it's like, and then like, there's like a brand, and apparently he's been doing music now. I'm not even kidding. And like, you can, like Amazon's like, you know, Jeremy Renner launches his stuff and you could like, I don't know, it's like a flannel.
Wait.
I don't even know.
Is it grunge?
I don't know.
Hey, man, I'm Jeremy Renner. Tie this grunge around your waist. Tie this flannel around your waist. I'm making grunge music now.
Yeah, he's like, I'm outside now. Because I have a farm in that movie. I don't know.
Wait, now he has a farm in real life?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up.
Oh.
It's very, very...
Well, while you're doing
here
that...
Here we are.
Oh.
Okay. It's called the Jeremy Renner Store, as it's branded on Amazon. Let's see. I just pulled this up. I look for this. He'll star in that Disney Plus series, even though it's supposed to be a gateway into What's-Her-Face.
Well, he's still technically Hawkeye.
He's writing and producing his own music, starring in Jeep commercials.
He was also starring in, like, there's another commercial he was starring in, like, for...
Yeah, now, the actor known for his versatile interests outside of movie making has revealed his newest project, an outdoorsman collaboration with Amazon. It's the 90-piece curated collection features an assortment of sporting, camping, and outdoor equipment, including everyday necessities like Neosporin and Levi's jeans. And Flun's...
Wait, he's got his own brand of Neosporin?
I don't know. I think it just might be like... Do you think it's like
Why
Neosporin?
Why do they list those things like that?
I don't know. It's
They're like, hey, you want to go outdoors? Here's some Neosporin. Here's some jeans.
It's a curated collection. So he's like, if you're outside, you might need Neosporin.
Does the Neosporin come in the jeans? Like when you buy the jeans, it's in the pocket and you're like, hey man, thanks for your runner. Now if I fall down and I get hit by a twig, I can not bleed to death.
It says, let's see, including everyday necessities like Neosporin and Levi's jeans and fun splurges like an archery target and a compound bow set.
Wait. What?
Yeah, the Jeremy Renner Store, as is branded on Amazon, has all of that and more.
Wait, is that the title? The Jeremy Renner Store, as is branded on Amazon?
No, but that's what. No, it's branded on Amazon as the Jeremy Renner Store. If you're not a hardcore outdoor person, but are looking for things like flannels, binoculars, or even a good cooler for your drinks, you can find it on this from his curated Jeremy Renner Store.
What about Neosporin? Can I get Neosporin?
You can get Neosporin!
Oh, man! Oh, man. I can't wait.
Yeah.
If you shoot yourself with an arrow that he's selling you, you can also use the Neosporin.
Apparently, he lives in Lake Tahoe and spends most of his time cutting down trees and plowing insane piles of snow.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say just plowing.
Yeah, well, I'm certain just plowing. That's probably
Ooh, Mr.
Why,
Plow.
That's probably why he wanted to give you Neosporin with your jeans. He's like, I can't tell you how many times I've been outside plowing and discovered that I needed Neosporin.
Yeah.
Because I fell into a stick or whatever you do when you're outside.
Yes, when you go outside.
You fall into sticks. Just one stick.
Next time you go outside, be careful. Don't fall on a stick.
Don't fall on a stick. Every time I go outside now, I get fucking eaten alive by mosquitoes.
Yeah.
One bit me in the ear this
Jeremy,
morning,
did he mention selling any bug spray?
I don't know. I'm certain if I went on the Jeremy Renner Store, there's probably
you better.
Sort of
maybe Jeremy
spray.
Renner could help save your help improve your life.
I don't know. They don't really bite you. They bite me.
Yeah, this is a fortuitous thing for you. Jeremy Renner's bug spray.
Or I could just buy off at Target, not worry about Jeremy Renner coming into it.
But his is made with
Hawkeye tears. I don't know.
It's made with the
sweat from Hawkeye when he was killing all those people.
Yeah. It's made from the rainwater from that scene in Endgame.
Yeah.
When he was getting everything was all wet.
Yeah. You know that he stunk.
Yep.
Because he was wearing like leather. They all smell. Especially like Iron Man.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be rank.
I mean, unless he's got some sort of cooling system.
Well, that's what he's supposed to have. Yeah, he's got a nice little, he
might be fine.
He's got a little tiny little air conditioning in his body.
Yeah, it might be like 68 degrees in that suit.
Ooh yeah, it's nice and
brisk.
It's like a spring day.
Yeah, it's all brisk in there. He smells great.
Yeah,
it smells like a forest.
Jeremy Renner
does not smell like a forest.
Is going to start a podcast, I bet, very soon.
Is it called the Jeremy Renner Podcast?
It's called...
Is he going to be the new fucking podcast pioneer once he starts his own podcast?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Once
like,
he starts...
fucking Conan is now our...
They're just going to do Conan,
the podcast pioneer for Medium that's been around for over 15 years.
What's going to happen is they're going to take Jeremy Renner's head and just put it on Conan's body on the cover.
Oh, that would be fucked up.
They're just going to,
with or without the hair.
They're just going to put his face and just going to color his... just use the same picture, you know? We're just going to keep doing that.
I say all props to Conan. I'm not saying his podcasting is bad. This is not his fault that Variety has decided he is the pioneer of a medium that has existed for 15 plus years. None of that is his fault.
Ooh,
However, I think I'm the only person on this planet who does not like his podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not the only one.
I don't like it. I don't like the weird dynamic he has with his assistant. I don't like how he talks to her. It's just weird.
Ooh, babe.
It's upsetting.
I figured out the name of Jeremy Renner's podcast. It's just called Jeremy Red Ear.
Get out. That's it.
Jeremy Red Ear.
I want a divorce. I want a divorce.
No. Don't divorce me over talk eye. Oh God! I need to tell him that. How do I let Jeremy Renner know? Could somebody please
follow him on Instagram and just put it in his comments?
Could somebody please play this podcast out loud to Jeremy Renner and tell him this? I have the name of his podcast
while he's plowing snow or whatever he does at Lake Tahoe.
Please hide in a snowbank.
But before
he plows you.
With one of those little Bluetooth speakers, which is probably in his store. He probably has a good outdoor speaker that you should buy, like a Bluetooth.
Do you think he sells like a s'mores device?
I'm 100% certain he must.
Because you want to splurge. You know, when you're buying that archery set.
Well, I mean, you might buy
some s'more makers.
That's the thing. It might, instead of just being like one skewer, it's like a skewer, but it's like a pitchfork skewer, so you could put many marshmallows.
But it looks like the Hawkeye, one of Hawkeye's bows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's got skewers, and it just has like Jeremy Renner's like signature on it, kind of like at the end of this of the Avengers.
That was really upsetting.
When he was the first signature.
We have talked about this before. We have had this conversation because we sat to the very end of the credits, and his is the first one that pops up, and I was like, why did Jeremy Renner get that? And then I saw it was for everybody, but how fucking funny would it have been if he was the only one who got that?
Actually, that would have been hilarious, because you would have been...
Oh my God, I would have
been yelling.
I would still be making fun of him right now. Every day I would continue to make fun of him for that fucking like end title card or whatever it's called.
Oh, man.
So, Jeremy Renner's store.
Jeremy Renner's store. And I guess the last piece of business real quick was Joker trailer, which we both watched.
Yeah.
And it looks better than the teaser trailer.
I thought the other one looked good, too. I just...
Well, there's a bit more context to what's going on in this one.
There's a lot more context. I think I just don't know how I feel about a Joker movie. It might be really... I'm going to see it. I'm going in with an open mind because I don't really know what to expect. I mean, apparently Robert De Niro looking young is in this movie, but also Mark Maron?
Yeah, surprise Mark Maron in this movie. What the fuck,
he's
man?
He's in this movie? Yes. He's, I'm serious.
Ow! I just...
This is gonna just
painted my face.
This is going to yell, lock the gates.
Lock the gates of Arkham.
That's it.
Is this him yelling at the car at the Arkham gates?
Yeah, no.
Lock the gates.
I'm not sure because it just honestly that every single trailer I see just looks like Joaquin Phoenix just is getting his ass handed to him by literally every person he encounters.
Oh yeah, I know. Like
that's all it is. Just like a small child is like fucking kicking him in the shin. Just like he's just getting beaten down like over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I need that to be the excuse of why the Joker is the Joker.
Well, the Joker's a Joker because he literally got beat up by everybody in Gotham, like every person, like all million
and he's
million
a failed
plus people.
Comedian.
And he was like,
even Mark Maron made fun of him. I don't know.
Maybe he goes on Mark Maron's podcast and he just loses his mind.
Maybe.
He's like, who are your guys? He's like,
who are your guys?
Who are your guys? Oh, Killer Croc, Riddler.
So when Mark Maron says, who are you guys? Are those supposed to be like, who are your friends?
No, so your comedians.
Oh, see, it's been so long since I've listened to Maron.
Yeah, I haven't listened to Marin in a very long
time. I did for a while. I listened to a lot of it, and then I just got to the point where I couldn't listen to him anymore.
That's what happens to podcasts.
That's why no one listens to this show.
But yeah, that's the order of business. I guess that's all we want to talk about right now. So let's take our break, and we'll come back with our book for this week.
Hi, John.
Hi, Maggie.
I'm still wrapping my brain around the fact that we're married.
Me too, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Aw.
Oh, hey, I was looking at these old comics, and I noticed that there's
Hold
a girl...
that thought. Why don't we talk about it on our podcast?
We have a podcast?
It seems like the logical next step. We get married, we change our names, we combine our comic collections, we start a podcast about comic books.
Well, I can't fault your logic, but there are plenty of podcasts out there already. Do you really think we'll have anything new and interesting to say?
Oh, I think we'll manage. Welcome to the Married with Comics podcast, where we constantly fuck up.
It goes from Marvel Girl to Phoenix to Marvel Girl... to Jean Grey, to Phoenix, to Dead.
And then apparently he's so consumed with his own thoughts that he runs right past three monkeys. A brainwave camera took a picture of that guy's head. Brainwave camera.
And Ben's just basically, whatever you gotta do to stop the commies, Nick.
So join us at the Married with Comics podcast. We're two newlyweds with a love for comics, intelligently, critically, and thoughtfully discuss comic books.
Also listen as we goof around, make jokes, and make fun of John for mispronouncing names.
I do that a lot.
Sometimes we'll pick a topic and review and discuss comics that relate to the topic.
And sometimes we'll pick up a comic and see what discussion topics come up. Sometimes we'll spend an entire episode talking about how much Maggie loves Batman.
The only thing that's almost as strong as my love for you is my love for Batman.
The Married with Comics podcast, available directly on our site at marriedwcomics.libsyn.com, on iTunes, and wherever good podcasts are found. Also, check us out at Facebook at the Married with Comics podcast.
We've got everything you need.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
All right, we're back in our worst collection ever with our book for this week. It is Clandestine number 1 from October 1994. This book...
It's shiny.
...is shiny. It has been on my list to do for a very long time, only because I remember when this came out, because this was like around the height of my comic interest in the... Oh, what are you laughing at?
I'm sorry.
Please share.
I follow Joey Ryan on Instagram. Apparently, 20% off pro wrestling tees. You can get a shirt with his face on it that just says "Rest in Penis." Oh, I might have to get that. I'll wear it in conjunction with my "Fuck the Sun" hat.
Man, that's an outfit.
Yeah, I do have a baseball cap that says "Fuck the Sun" on it. So, yes, just FYI.
Is that woman crazy?
Yes, yes, she is. Sure is. Don't look at that woman, honey. She is childless and strange.
She's wearing a "Fuck the Sun" hat.
And a "Rest in Penis" shirt.
You also should be wearing some Zubaz.
I mean, at this point, I'm going to get real weird with it.
So, Clandestine number 1 from October 1994. I remember this being at the height of my comic interests in the mid-90s. And for some reason, I got, like, because I wanted to get, like, all the ongoings, like, at least one issue of all the ongoings at the time. And, you know, I just like a whole bunch of different Marvel stuff from this time. This came out, and I just, you know, it's brand new characters.
Yeah, this at least this issue for me is kind of one of those, we're establishing stuff, but we're really fucking confusing when we're doing it.
Yeah.
Because let's jump all over the goddamn place.
So yeah, so I didn't really, for some reason, like, I took umbrage with this being, with this existing back then. And
I take umbrage with it now.
Yeah. So basically on the cover we have, it's a gold shiny cover and the Clandestine. Above, I do. I just like this word, this phrase. They live among us. Beware. Oh man. Oh man. These people live among us.
They do.
And we kind of have. So this is Imp, the girl, the redhead girl. This is the Crimson Avenger.
Uh huh.
The small.
The red guy.
Boy, and this big guy, his name is Wallop.
Oh sure.
But he, you know, he's just you know. So there's this big blue guy. Kind of looks like Loose Cannon of DC Bloodlines fame. And yeah, and they're running towards us, and they're a bit shrouded in some and whatnot. So yeah, so we must be aware that they live among us. So we start off with something going down in the AIM laboratory years prior to all this.
With MODOK?
Yeah.
Not MODAM, which was very disappointing.
Sadly, no MODAM.
I love a MODAM. Lady Maul, I think, is probably one of the better, probably one of the most fun episodes we've ever done.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Was that just called, like, MODAM or something?
No, I can't remember who it was. No, it wasn't a Captain America.
It was a Captain America book. I know that.
Yeah, and it was just like women in a mall, and like MODAM was there.
Yeah, MODAM, and there's like a lady. There's a lady. I forgot how we got to the lady. Oh, no, because it's right. Because I think they were like they took over a mall or something.
Something. It was just great.
Yeah. So you go back and look for that, but yeah. So yeah. So there's some shit's going down in the laboratory, and there's this creature that they made, and it's going crazy, and all the AIM flunkies are like trying to subdue it and trying to take it down, and it's not working. And MODOK's like, hey, I'm gonna show up and use my fucking weird psionic brain to subdue it. It doesn't work, and he kind of gets all freaked out, which is actually kind of funny. Cause he's like, ah, kill it, you know. It's like, they basically just which just reminds me of Species. Remember we just watched Species and they do the thing where they try to fry the monster with Marg Helgenberger and Michael Madsen in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Kingsley tries to do that. And they kind of basically do the same thing here where they just shut everybody in this room and they incinerate this room. And I think it just opens the water. The room just kind of opens up at the bottom.
Yeah.
Into the river.
Just like literally just into the bay. It's just like, and now, like, were they on a boat?
I don't know. Well, they're somewhere. Oh, do you need that shirt too?
Yeah, the one that says I support Joey's dick. Sorry.
Oh, God. Joey Ryan, you're ruining my wife.
Sorry.
Yeah, so they basically were like, we got to get out. You know, MODOK's like, we got to get the fuck out of here because now S.H.I.E.L.D.'s going to find us. And, you know, there's no more floor in our space thing or in our laboratory. So we got to get the fuck out. And I think whatever this monster is survives.
Yeah, it's like because he's like, oh, don't worry. It's dead. But you see this like weird hulking shape like go on to land.
Yeah. So it's,
and then what's weird about that is it's like narration boxing on the other page. It's like, and it's finally gone. But then it just like in a box. So it kind of looks like whoever's speaking said it or whoever's thinking.
Yeah.
It's just like end of prologue.
This prologue is over.
I'm like, I didn't need that. So now we're in Nottingham. England.
We're in England, but before I want to get to that, I just want to point out, speaking of Zubaz.
Oh, yeah. Look at that kid.
There's a Cookie Crisp ad.
Look at that floppy-haired Zubaz wearing fuck.
And there's this John Hamm, 90s hair motherfucker.
Yeah.
Eating a bowl of Cookie Crisp, wearing a purple shirt, and some fucking Zubaz to end all Zubaz.
They're like a Zubaz at Hammer Pants.
They're like Hammer Pants, and they're like purple and
with stripes,
yellow and kind of like fire stripes on it. I kind of want it.
Mm.
I kind of want just pants. So we start off with we're in a museum and Crimson Avenger and Crimson Crusader, excuse me, mm-hmm. and Imp. His
isn't her name like Lola or something?
Yeah, like that's her shoot name.
Because they're brother and sister.
They're brother and sister, and so yeah, I think his name is like Rory.
Because at first I thought they were boyfriend and girlfriend, and I was very confused. I was like, wow, they got powers at the same time. I'm like, oh wait, no, they're brother and sister. He's running his fucking mouth because there's a bunch of people like trying to rob some shit out of some museum.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is my assistant. And she's like, fuck you. I'm not your goddamn assistant, you stupid son of a bitch. And he's like, stop.
You son of a bitch.
Stop fighting with me. Let's fight them instead. So they do.
Well, here's the thing. So
he seems to be completely bulletproof.
But
I don't know what she does.
Well,
I mean, he gets shot in the head and there's no problem.
So apparently, okay. So he has like gravity repelling powers of some sort. and she's got some sort of light-based powers, which you can, like, bend light or do stuff with, like, light.
A boring-ass power.
Yeah. But the way that these bullets are bouncing off of him...
He's like Superman.
Well, it's bouncing off, but it looks like they're just kind of splatting on him.
Almost like they're disintegrating.
Yeah, or something like that. It's really weird. At least it looks weird to me.
Yeah.
So they beat up on these guys... You know, we get a nice fight here. And then we jump to Spain and Kay Sara, who's a fashion designer.
Yeah, this is weird. Like, she's like the world. Apparently she just got some award for being like the world's greatest fashion designer. And she's like taking this world's greatest male model like into some room at basically what looks like the Beverly Hills Hilton or whatever, where Whitney Houston died.
Oh, no.
And they're like, yeah, we're so hot and we're sexy and we're going to have all the fucking sex. And then all of a sudden, there's people who are already in her room.
Yeah.
And one of them, his flesh is like falling off or something.
Well, he
looks gross.
They're these monsters. They're monster flunkies.
They're almost like aliens because they really don't seem to know what's going on here. Like the way they talk about like people.
Yeah.
So they grab her and they're like, hey, we want the thing.
They're looking for a griffin. Something called the griffin,
yes.
Which turns out to be some sort of device that alters genetic code or something like that. And so since this girl, Kay, ends up being a member of this clandestine, because we come to find out that all these people are fucking related.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's a part of it. And but I actually want to point out, well, first of all, Edna Mode is in this group.
Yes.
You can see here the leader of this group goes to grab Kay or whatever. And the model's like, hey, back off. And he gets punched. But like the way he's flying, it just kind of like he's just straight. It's really weird because he's not like falling backwards. He's just kind of like,
yeah, he's just
turned
like
sideways.
He just turned sideways and just is moving. It's very strange.
But so she unleashes her telepath powers because she's a telepath but
she's also like a weird light being.
She gets all telepathy lady in here and she starts fighting these monsters. And Edna Mode just does a Mr. Fantastic kind of gimmick. Knocks her out of a window,
mm-hmm.
and she splats on the ground. Apparently, she's dead because they say she's got. Actually, it's pretty the way that they assess multiple skeletal fractures, lungs and heart punctured, spinal cord severed in two places.
Yeah, because they like threw her out of like a 900 story window or some bullshit. They're like, she could be alive, and I'm like, no,
nah, she's dead. Yeah, so these monsters got beat up and they start melting.
Yep.
As you pointed out, just as a heads up, this woman, she's a telepath.
Mm-hmm.
She is able to transfer her consciousness into things, into this alley cat.
I see. Because at first I was like, is this cat like a shapeshifter?
Yeah, because we focus on this cat.
Yeah. So I thought the cat was a shapeshifter because I didn't know anything about her.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, well, this cat's going to come back. No, this cat never fucking comes back.
Well, at least not in this episode.
Well, I know, but that's what I hate about these fucking things. We're jumping all over the goddamn place.
Yeah. And then we get some randomness with Silver Surfer, actually. What the fuck is... I don't really know what's going on here because there's like a Scooby-Doo van flying through space and Silver Surfer's like, yo, man, what up? And there's like some William Cat looking motherfucker in here. And then we jump to the Swiss Alps and there's a guy named Maurice and he's got a sweet mustache. And apparently he's one of these groups, one of these clandestines, and these monsters are looking for the griffin. And he's got some sort of powers, but then they end up killing him. And people, you know, there's somebody in Nepal that feels this. And then we jump to back to England,
mm-hmm.
and there is so we got Walter, who is a romance writer.
Okay,
he's a romance writer, and he publishes under the name Sabrina Bentley.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Also, his publisher is Lady Press.
Woo, Lady Press.
Just letting you know, my wife, the romance writer,
yes,
should submit to Lady Press.
I should, apparently.
Yeah, and he's having the publisher blues. He's having the writer's blues.
Uh-huh. Well, that that's a thing.
And he gets some old woman named Florence calls out, and she's like, "Oh no, the guy with the mustache has been murdered." They're talking to her, and I so as they're talking about this, and like, "Oh my God, this guy was murdered, and they know about us, and whatever." The monsters show up. Now Edna Mode is wearing a trucker hat, and she does a Mr. Fantastic kind of punch. And as that's happening, Imp and Captain Crunch show up, and they're like, Hey,
don't hurt our grandma.
Don't hurt our grandma.
And our uncle friend.
Uncle friend. And
so there's a lot of fighting and whatever.
And it turns out...
And it turns out that the uncle... Because these kids had already been talking about, like, you know, we're mutants.
Yeah, they think they're mutants.
We're mutants, and we have powers. We're mutant powers, and now we're superheroes. And, like, as they're trying to, like, defend their grandma and their uncle turns into, like, this blue dude.
He turns on the blue dude from the cover.
Right. Like a big, hairy blue dude who's nude, by the way.
Blue nude.
We've got a lot of blocking out of the crotchal region.
Just like you're a never dude, he's an always nude.
He's an always nude.
Oh, which, by the way... My brother did weigh in.
Yes.
Did we comment on that?
About the naked shits?
The naked shits?
Yeah.
My brother did weigh in on that?
Your brother blamed your dad.
He did. And he was right to do that.
Because your father never wore a shirt.
My father, who's no longer with us, he did. He was the OG.
Well, he just never wore a shirt, like, in general. I think I saw your dad wearing a shirt, like, maybe 5 times.
Yeah.
He just didn't want to wear a shirt. He was just anti-shirt. Fair enough.
Some people are anti-shirt.
He was just anti-shirt. What are you going to do?
Surprisingly, though, I don't think I've ever seen my dad drive without a shirt.
I saw a dude driving without a shirt the other day.
We did, yeah.
I was like, look at that man go.
Even Larry Merrick had his limits.
Larry Merrick would put a shirt on to drive.
Larry Merrick's like, look, I'm shirtless most of the time, but I practice shirt safety when driving.
He certainly did.
So this guy is the always nude. He's so this is Wallop,
yes.
Which is a terrible code name.
It's really bad.
But we can just call him Walter.
Sure.
Walter, you know, during the day he's a mild-mannered romance writer.
Sure.
But when
by night he's a naked blue man.
Naked blue man.
Yeah.
And he starts pounding the shit out of these guys.
Yep.
And they melt again. They get really melty this time.
Because basically, like, whenever they get in a fight, it, like, takes stuff out of them, and then they kind of just become goo.
Goo!
And so they melt, and then they're like, you know, oh my God, Uncle Walter, you're a mutant. Like, we're mutants, too. And then he's like, oh, I have to hide my dick. I better hide it behind this curtain. So he, like, pulls the curtain, and as that's happening, the old woman dies.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know... Tell him the truth.
I'm dead.
Dead.
I'm out.
And they're like, what did grandma mean?
Not alive.
Like, he's like, so your grandma and I'm... Your grandma's not your grandma. I'm not your uncle. He's like, we're all brother and sister.
Yep.
He's like, and I know that's weird because we've got huge... We're all from the same parents, but we have these really crazy age differences. It's because we, like, live forever, but we'll talk about that later, and we just have to find out who's trying to kill us.
Is Ask Dan in this group?
Yeah, also, I have to, like, tie a fucking curtain around my waist.
Oh, that's his new outfit.
So nobody can see my dong.
Well, here's the thing. Even on the cover, he's not wearing any clothes. Like, I don't even know if he... Does this guy ever have clothes? He's always nude. It's like he's, like, Dr. Manhattan.
So are these guys, like... Inhumans?
No, they're not Inhumans. They're not Eternals. They're not any of these things. They're just like another random group. So basically, I think the history...
And they're not mutants.
The history is something about, like, way back in, like, in the 1100s. And I'm just kind of paraphrasing from the Marvel Wiki that I read a little bit of before starting this. Something about a guy broke open a jewel and there was a genie in it. And then he had sex with the genie. And it created this immortal family. And so this is why they've been around for years and stuff.
No, that's just Disney's live-action Aladdin movie.
That is actually the plot. Will Smith and Aladdin. Yeah,
breaks open and Will Smith has sex with some lady after he is in a jewel. And that's why he has that weird facial hair.
The end.
The end. Sex caused my weird facial hair. I feel like that should be
wait
like...
Wait a minute. That sounds like a Discovery Channel show.
It does. It's almost like I didn't know I was pregnant, but it could also be like on, you know, one of those like Inquirer, like Bat Boy things. It'd be like... Sex caused my beard or whatever.
Actually, instead of... I actually just thought of a great
like, right next to, like, you know, Hillary is the whatever.
Hillary is a lizard person?
Sure, yeah. Whatever it says in the Inquirer.
I just thought of a great Discovery Channel show.
Hmm.
Instead of, you know, I didn't know I was pregnant. I didn't know I had facial hair.
Why are you just like, oh my god?
Well, to say it's just random people waking up. You're, you know,
not only that, you like go to work.
You go to work and somebody points it out, and you're like,
and
oh my
like,
god!
You walk in like, and all of a sudden they're like, Sean, how'd you get that 19-foot beard? And you're like, oh my god, I didn't know I had facial hair.
But it's also part people like growing up, like people waking
like
up and they have like
stuck in it.
No, well that, and they also have like some of them just have like half a mustache growing, but nothing else growing on the other side.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Can you do a half stash?
No. Like, yes?
I mean, maybe.
I mean, I guess if you had like a one of those...
What if you're a chimera?
One of those Michael Berryman diseases you have no sweat glands.
Yeah, he didn't have any hair, though, either. Like, anywhere.
Yeah.
Or a fingernail.
But maybe it's just on one half of your face. I don't know.
I was just going to suggest that perhaps you're a chimera.
Okay.
So a chimera is when you have two... Like, a lot of times it'll happen on, like... If let's say you're in the womb and you have a fraternal twin, and you absorb that twin, right? So no more other twin. There is a possibility, since it's a fraternal twin, that different parts of your body will have a different DNA sequence because you're a chimera. So like it happens with like moths and stuff, but people can be that as well. There is a story, and I read about it, and I can't remember. There's this woman in Texas who had three kids, and something with a custody battle, whatever. And they took DNA to like prove that it was her husband or whatever. But then they were like, by the way, these children aren't yours. And she's like, what are you even talking about? And they're like, no, really, they're not. The DNA doesn't match. And she's like, no, I literally had these children, but she was pregnant at the time. So Child Family Services, I guess, were like in the room when she gave birth to the fourth one.
Uh-huh.
And then they took DNA and it wasn't hers. The DNA did not match the DNA they had taken from like her mouth.
Uh-huh.
And that's when they found out that she was a chimera. Like, so she had probably a fraternal twin that she had absorbed that had a different DNA sequence, like in her uterus and stuff, than in her mouth. It is a thing.
That sounds like some sci-fi shit.
It's fucking weird, but apparently it is a thing.
Was that ever an X-Files episode? I feel like that's something the X-Files probably would have covered.
Like, I'm surprised that... Maybe. Mm-hmm. I doubt it, though. I don't remember it.
Scully, I'm a chimera. Only half of me likes college basketball. And the other likes college baseball. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Mulder used to play left field.
I thought he was a college basketball guy.
He likes basketball. But there's this, and I just actually watched it today. It was the episode called Blood.
Yes.
Which is one of my favorite episodes, just because any time, single time somebody says blood, I just like that guy. You just go, there's blood. Like... That's the reason I like that episode so much. But he does say, he's like, oh, you gotta have an arm to play left field. I played left field. I'm using way too much inflection.
Anyways, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. Find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, or email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review, subscribe the podcast on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get the show. And tell your friends about chimeras.
Yeah, sure.
But also tell them about the show.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.